This is a Dr. Ali indicating history, physical, patient name. Magan, M-C-G-H-A-N, Magan Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, date of birth 5-5, sorry, date of birth is April 5, 1949. Place, Frankenwood Genesis Nursing Home. Patient name again, M-C-G-H-A-N, Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-L. Data service 10-29-2023. History of present illness. This is 74-year-old gentleman with a history of AFib, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, obesity. Presented to the hospital at October 21st with a worsening bilateral leg wound and pain. Open, foul smelling wound, both legs. Going on for 1 year, but getting worse for the last few days. And difficulty walk. Patient has a chronic rash and has been evaluated by multiple subspecialties. Prolonged hospitalization requiring ICU stay in the hospital course was previously complicated by ischemic colitis. Patient underwent exploratory lab coli on September 28 with a small bowel resection. Returned to the OR for abdominal closure. Extubated on October 5th. Initially required TPN, then weaned off back to modified diet. Had lower extremity wound with back black discoloration. Have markedly improved with wound care. Biopsy on finger as well as intestinal biopsy was negative for vasculitis. Leg biopsy pathology report still pending. Patient has been seen by John Hopkins, rheumatology. Bilateral lower extremity angiogram was done by vascular, no further intervention. Patient has severe anemia, required 5 units of PRBC transfusion. He was given IV iron. He was also being treated for the C. diff with the PO vancomycin and UTI for cefdinir, C-E-F-D-A-N-A-R, with a Foley in place for urinary retentions. Patient has a C. diff infection, ischemic bowel that was managed. Surgical intervention, as I mentioned, due to ischemic colitis. Acute urinary retention, require urinary catheter, failed widening trial, lower extremity wound, cellulitis started to improve. Patient has a GI bleed that has resolved, and a sarca, both legs started to improve with the Lasix, anemia, status post transfusion, and IV iron therapy, non-STEMI. Maintain on statin and aspirin. Diabetes mellitus type 2. Monitored AFib with RVR and Eliquis. Cephalic vein thrombosis on Eliquis. Multiple consultation obtained at the hospital. Infectious disease for multi-drug resistant pseudomonas. Nutrition consultation. Palliative consultation. Podiatry consultation. Rheumatology consultation, vascular consultation, medication upon discharge, the past medical history number 1, hypertension number 2, AFib number 3, hyperlipidemia number 4, obesity number 5, chronic leg wound number 6, hyperlipidemia number 7, hypercoagulable state due to AFib. Thrombus, left atrial appendage, anemia, medication upon discharge, Tylenol, 650, 3 times a day, PRN, Duanap treatment, 4 times a day, Apixaban, 5 mg BID, aspirin, 81 mg daily, Lipitor, 20 mg daily, Cefdinir, 300 mg POBID for 7 days, Diazepam, 2 mg BID, PRN, for muscle spasm, Colace, 100 mg BID, Gabapentin, 100 mg TID, insulin, Galargin, 10 units daily, Lispro, saline scale coverage, and Lispro.
Oh, okay.
4 units pre meal, 3 times a day.
Oh, okay.
Lubricant eye drops, 4 times a day. Oxycodone, 5 mg Q6 hour PRN, Protonix, 40 mg daily, Miralax, 17 gram daily,
She's my nurse actually. I'm gonna tell her to.
Sodium hypochlorite topical cream.
So they can pass the report.
For the skin. Flomax 0.4 milligram, daily vancomycin, 125 milligram, POQ 6 hours for 10 days for C. diff colitis. Allergies, none known, social issues, no smoking, no alcohol, no drugs. He has a 3 grown-up children. Rule of system, no headache, no dizziness, pulmonary, no cough, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no vomiting, diarrhea, musculoskeletal pain and aches. Chronic leg ulcer, genital urinary, no hematuria, neuro, no syncope, endocrine, no paralysis, no paralysis. Physical patient is awake, alert, oriented, time 3, blood pressure 132 over 66, pulse 90, temperature 97.7 Fahrenheit, respiration 18, pulse oxygen 96%, head edema, normophilic, eyes and ectaric, no ear, no discharge, throat, no exudative, neck supple, no AVD, chest, no tender, lungs, clear, no wheezing, heart SNS2, abdomen is soft, non-tender balls from past to extremities, bilateral wound with the dressing in place. Neuro is awake, alert, oriented, M3, lying on the bed, gait not tested. He has a bilateral upper extremity power 5 over 5, lower extremity power is 3 to 4 over 5. And he is alert, oriented, M4. Assessment, patient is admitted to subacute rehab, aggressive physical therapy, chronic bilateral lower extremity wound with recent episode of ischemic colitis. It is required exploratory laparotomy in September 28 with small bowel resection, status post abdominal closure. Next line bilateral lower extremity cellulitis with chronic wound. Next line C. diff colitis. Next line chronic AFib. Next line non-STEMI. Next line atrial fibrillation. Next line history of hyperlipidemia. Next line obesity. Next line melena. Next line severe anemia status post transfusion. Next line history of thrombus left atrial appendage. Next line diabetes mellitus type 2, next line recent UTI, next line urinary retention required Foley catheter. Next line history of amputation of right toe. Plan of care will continue all his current medication, follow labs, CBC, CMP, magnesium level. PTOT, local skin care, wound team to follow the patient, care plan, discuss with the patient. Next one, cord status, discuss with the patient, he wants to be full cord. Also discuss with the nursing staff, thank you.